Alex Martin, Montreal, all over Phil in that third main. You're riding well, though.
Yeah, kind of funny. It's kind of honestly funny to think that a Suzuki 250F's battling with a Yamaha 450 on the same track at the same time.
Yeah. You did not get him, though, until, like, you made a mistake and a couple guys got you, so.
No, like, first main, I straight up just rode behind him. Second main, caught him from a ways back, but he still beat me. And then the third main, he actually did. Gorky stood me up in the corner before the whoops, okay. And Phil was able to sneak in there and pass me, and I was like, I was so pissed.
Yeah.
Because, like, I had to round the corners on the 250 to clear a lot of stuff, and they could, like, come in hot and then pivot and turn and come out, really. So, yeah, he was able to get me, but then he weeded it in, like, this basically just little turn section.
Maybe the easiest part of the track?
Like, literally the easiest part of the track. Yeah. Phil crashed there and then got ran over by Hampshire and didn't even finish. So, the cloud was real.
Yeah, really, it was. It's still there. And you had his front wheel and his toolbox, and you rode well. You talked about the turns on a 250. Anywhere is that was a major thing for you going against 450s, or was there somewhere else? Like,
honestly, it wasn't too bad. Like, if I was in a battle with guys, I really couldn't make up a lot of time because I had to protect my line, which sucked. But the biggest disadvantage was obviously the start. But I basically started inside both the first two mains, and then for the third main, I'm like, well, screw it. I'm going to try and avoid a pileup, and so I went way outside to the right and actually came out, like, decent.
Yeah.
I actually got the jump on RJ, and he was on a 450, and came in, like, behind Colt Nichols, like, maybe fifth or sixth. And so, yeah, we ended up fifth in that in that third main.
And I thought you were good in the whoops. Like, you were good in the whoops or 250.
Yeah, I honestly, in practice, I kind of surprised myself. I was like, I've never felt this good in the whoops. So I don't know if it's Suzuki or what. Like, I actually felt really good on the bike all day. Like, this was my second day on the 2018 Suzuki. So, because we rode the 2019 Monday, Tuesday earlier this week, but they wouldn't let us race the 19 yet. So, yeah, I was really happy with how I felt on the new bike. I think the adjustment is going well, and I have so much more time to really get ready. So I'm stoked.
Yeah, you're happy with the 19. You were telling me yesterday that you're pleasantly surprised with the 19, that the basic what you have right now without Dean and those guys getting fully into it, you're happy.
Mm-hmm. Right, yeah, because, I mean, I signed my deal with JGR, and I hadn't rode the 19 yet, so when I actually did ride it, and then we went back, you know, I was like, this is a good bike, and then we went back to the 18 to get ready for this race, and I was just like, okay, it's a really good bike, because I was able to compare back-to-back, and so, like, I'm really, really stoked with the new bike that JGR has and the resources that they have, and I'm just excited about, yeah, getting to kind of fine-tune everything.
And any more of these things to do in the off-season?
I don't know. I mean, if they let me ride a 450, maybe, but right now they won't let me, so... Yeah, might just be testing and training.
What about you upsetting all these Canadians? That you couldn't ride MX2, you couldn't ride MX1. Phil and I were warning you. Everyone's upset at you. You're causing a lot of problems.
Yeah, there was some drama there for sure. And yeah, you know, luckily they were able to let us race. And I mean, obviously it's just a one-off race for me. I'm not going for the Triple Crown or anything. I didn't get points today, which I could care less.
Yeah. You're not going to get a Canadian national number.
Yeah, I just wanted to come up here and get a paycheck and have some fun racing in a different country. So, and that's what we did, and I'm glad they were able to let us do that because, I mean, I know it's the rule out here you can't ride a 250 in a 450 class, but, like, I have no advantage whatsoever on the track, so I don't think it's a problem.
Well, Phil and I think you shouldn't have raced, so you shouldn't have been allowed to race.
No, I was just letting you know how mad people were getting, and you thought we were joking that people were mad about this situation.
I don't really care what Phil thinks.
But people were mad. Never mind us.
Hey, it's not what I was thinking, dumb dig.
Why anywhere in the world?
Yeah.
Yeah, 250 can ride on a 450 class.
Well, this is Canada, and we got rights here and beliefs here that maybe are different than you guys, all right? So screw you, Americans. All right.